Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show and the very last show of 2022.
Oh, it's sad in a way, isn't it?
It's sad, but also it's a lovely wrapping up.
Yeah.
That's a pun on purpose, because we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of giving yourself a gift. But first,
review of the week.
This is from Starflower 1980. And they say, I discovered this podcast by hearing Lauren and Nicole on the Motherkind podcast. It sounded like my kind of podcast, so I listened to a few random episodes that I was particularly interested in. I loved them and then started to binge listen to the episodes in order from the beginning. It's all so funny, makes me laugh out loud, and also makes me want to cry at times too.
Aww.
So much thought and care goes into this podcast. It really does. Thank you, Starflower 1980. You do an amazing job and really add brightness to my day while I'm cooking and cleaning, etc. Thank you.
That's a gorgeous review.
That is a gorgeous review.
Lovely to end the year on that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that all our hard work comes out. Yes. People can sense it.
Yes.
Not hard work. It's not hard. It's
fun. Just fun work.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with giving yourself a gift?
I am totally obsessed with it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm totally obsessed with it. I think it is such a lovely perspective.
What else have you been gifting yourself this week?
Okay, this week I've been a bit off. Okay, you don't need to try and catch me out. My husband's been in hospital. Yeah. I've been backwards and forwards. Yeah. The kids are off on holiday. We've been trying to get a big piece of work out. It's been a lot. So actually, this afternoon, my husband comes home. The work is done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give myself the gift of watching The Real Housewives on the couch, hopefully on my own, but that's probably quite unlikely.
Okay. Good gift.
Thanks. I do also want to say that there's been a lot of conversation over at the Facebook group about giving yourself a gift.
Yeah.
And that was so gorgeous. Someone put a post up asking what everyone's gift was. And there were so many replies and so many gorgeous gifts. So delighted.
Well, you're leading beautifully into our challenge of the week, which you set in the main show, but we're going to repeat again.
It's a bit early.
A proper section.
She's thrown me. You want to do it? Well, we're here now, so we might as well do it.
We're here now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The Self-Care Club Challenge of the Week.
I'm all over the place now. Okay, what is the... I can't even remember what I said. I remember saying I won't remember what I said.
And I said, don't worry, I'll write it down.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Okay.
And this is the challenge of the week. Giving yourself the gift of joining our Facebook group.
Oh!
You see the seamless linking there. It's almost like we have a podcast.
But how can they find the Facebook group, Laura Mishcon? Do you know?
I do know.
Do you?
They're going to go to Facebook and they're going to look for the group called Self-Care Clubbers and they'll find us.
There's also an easier way.
Oh, yeah?
The link is in our show notes.
Ha! Who knew?
Well, I knew because I put it there. So if you're wondering what the link is, you can just scroll down now from whatever platform you're listening on and you'll see it there. Click on it. It'll take you straight in. Join. Done. Bob's your uncle. That's it. Because we would really love to have you there. Back to the original format of the show.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with giving yourself a gift?
Well, I'm wearing a special outfit for our last show of the year, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the eighth and final pair of sequin trousers.
Oh, so we landed on eight.
Eight. Seven went back.
Yeah.
This eighth pair
seemed to stand the test of time.
They're rocking it for me.
Well, come on. Give us a twirl.
Here we go.
You're going to have to go in front of the desk.
I have to get on the desk, aren't I?
You're going to get on the desk. Oh, my gosh. She's going to do like a whole lap dance for everybody.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. They are.
No, you need to stand up, James. Okay. Is this okay? We'll be banned.
Hit the ceiling. Okay, they're flared.
You need a mic.
Oh.
No, it doesn't stretch. They're flared. I'll do it. So in this year's winter autumn collection of sequin trousers, we have Lauren Mishcon, who is sporting the sports range of sequin pant. There is a slight flare at the bottom. There is an elasticated waist. It lifts your bum at the same time. And they are totally fabulous. They are from Hennes, also known as H&M. And they retail at $19.99.
Correct.
Yay! We're all very happy for you. And we're all very happy that we can talking about it now.
Clambering down from the desk. That was like, what's that film where the bar girls get on the... What's the one?
Are you out of breath?
Yeah. Fucking hell. What's the film where the girls get on
Coyote
the...
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly. That's the one.
It was...
It was just like that. Imagine, as you will, me pouring tequila.
I snogged the guy who starred in Coyote Ugly.
What? You literally snogged everyone.
I did.
How? Where? What?
Actually, it was more than a snog.
Nicole Goodman.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
Oh, my God.
His name was Adam Garcia.
He is so hot.
Do you remember how hot he was?
Of course I remember.
And he was also starring in Saturday Night Fever, yes, the stage show at the time.
Right.
And I was a young hairdresser, and one of the guys that I was working with, because he was Australian, wasn't he? So one of the guys I was working with was from Australia, and they were friends. Mm. And I threw a red party where basically everyone had to come wearing red.
Oh, okay.
At a club. It must have been my birthday. And for my birthday present, my work friend brought Adam Garcia along.
That was your present? He was literally your gift?
He was such a good gift.
I mean... That's a good friend.
And we had a great time together. And we actually saw each other quite a few times. And it was one of those things that we were both single at the time and we were sort of both hanging out in Soho. And so we would bump into each other quite a lot. And every time we bumped into each other, it was always very nice to see each other. Let's put it that way. And he was gorgeous.
He was gorgeous.
And I also remember this is the most embarrassing story. Oh, my God, it's the most embarrassing story.
Now you have to tell it.
It's just come back to me. Okay. So because I threw a red party.
Yeah.
I had dyed my hair bright red.
Okay. You really committed.
I was always a redhead, but I went really red.
Yeah.
Anyway, so look, I was young and whatever. Anyway.
Oh, my God, I know what you're going to say.
I ended up spending the night at Adam Garcia's house, and he had just moved into this house.
Yeah.
And he had bright white brand new bedding.
Oh.
And I woke up in the morning... And I went to go to the loo and I looked at the pillow and it was covered in hair dye.
Oh.
Covered.
Okay. That's a lot better than what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going
to
say?
I thought you were going to say one of two things. One, that you decided to dye something else red to match your hair.
I mean, why have you always got to take it
know.
To vaginas?
Or that you woke up in the morning and you'd got your period.
I knew you were gonna
and there was more red all over his brand new sheets.
It's like there's a one track mind.
Sorry.
And it is just purely vagina based. You can't go anywhere else other than vaginas.
Why did the hair dye come off? Was it like a wash in, wash out?
Because it was so bright that it was you can only get that brightness with these temporary colours.
Oh, it was okay.
Right? And I'd done it that day.
Yeah.
So I hadn't washed it yet. So it was still very...
Oh, God.
Fresh.
But luckily he'd starred in a Hollywood film so he could afford new pillowcases.
I think I turned the pillow over and ran out of there.
Wow.
If I remember correct. I did.
Did you?
I ran out of there. I left. And then I remember I bumped into him in Soho a couple of weeks later. And he's like, where did you go?
And also, what about my pillowcases? The thing is, I reckon most men wouldn't notice. Know what I mean?
It was bright white.
Banal.
Yeah. And a lot of red.
Yeah.
He probably thought I got my period.
Or had a nosebleed.
I don't know what's worse.
I don't think you would have thought you got your period on the pillow.
Do you think I should try and track him down?
I think you should DM
Instagram
him on Insta and say, listen, I'm really sorry about the pillowcases, but I think you can afford new ones. But just to make it clear, it was my head. I had nothing else.
What do you reckon? He's still carrying the pillow. Listen, I've been married 15 years. I've been with Adam 18 years. So it was at least 20 years ago.
I think that he still has the pillowcase and he carries it around in his man bag and sniffs it from time to time just to see if it still smells of you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because he misses me.
Yeah. And if he's now married with children, then I think he's stashed it in the loft in a special bag, maybe.
So if anyone knows what happened to Adam Garcia, please.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know how that came up. How did that come up?
A gift? He was your gift? Was that how it came up?
No.
I have no idea.
Saturday Night Fever, sequin trousers? No, it
Coyote
wasn't that.
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly.
But he was a gift to you. He was given as a gift to you.
He was a great gift. He was a great gift and he was a lovely guy.
Well done, that friend.
I'm a bit flustered now. I don't think I can get on with the rest of the show.
Well, let's try, shall we? Do you want to take a little break first? Compose yourself. Come back for the wellness news flash.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research, scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Actually, before we do the wellness news flash, we're still talking about giving yourself a gift. This format is all over the place for our last show of the year.
That's okay, I'm going rogue.
You'd think that we would get the format down.
I'm going
after
rogue.
320 episodes.
I'll pull
you?
It back together for 2023.
Right. The first thing is, what did our listeners have to say about giving yourself a gift?
Now,
Lauren did the poll this week. So there was...
Yeah.
Mild she did confusion. All I need to say is that she did the poll this week.
It's all right. I asked the question...
But she did it from a place of kindness because she knew that I was all over the place because my husband had gone into hospital that day and I was just juggling a million things. So she was being kind and said, let me do the polls because I know you're busy today. And I reluctantly said, okay, don't fuck it up.
And then I got really upset because 24 hours later, not one person had replied to the poll. I started to get a bit paranoid.
Not one person.
Do they only reply to Nicole? They don't reply to me. What happened? What's happened?
I think they sense when you've put it up.
They do. They just anyway. They did reply.
Did they?
Yeah, I've got some replies. It's all right. It's all right. In the end, it was okay.
You didn't get many. Do you want to say why though? We didn't get any replies
because I put because the she poll fucked it up. And the question on the same story because I didn't know that you have to put them on separate stories.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to. But in order to gain people's attention,
yeah,
you know, you're talking at them, there's a poll on there, there's a question, it's like just too much, it's like, oh my god, it's like overwhelming.
I think that we all know now
too much.
That I am not, you know, of the two of us, I am not the social media guru. I think that we've established that now.
I know, but it doesn't hurt to keep going on about it.
Now she just enjoys shaming
now
me.
Now that is the gift that keeps on
giving.
Oh
yeah okay. Here's the poll. I asked, how do you feel about the concept of giving yourself a gift? You could reply, yes, it's a great idea. No, I'm not into it. Or I don't do it enough. 80% of people said, yes, it's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
5% said, no, I'm not into it. And 15% said, I don't do it enough. So then you should be doing it more. And Rachel.
Well, I hope that we've encouraged them. to do it more.
Thank you, Rachel Flaxman 3.
Thank you.
Only person to have replied both to the poll and the question.
Well, she was obviously had taken her mushroom tea that day.
Clearly. She said, solo Christmas and have wrapped a few bits that would normally be indulgent, in brackets, nice hand cream. Is she saying she's wrapped them for herself? Because if she has, I absolutely love that.
Read it out again.
Solo Christmas and have wrapped a few bits that would normally be indulgent, in brackets, nice hand cream.
So she has bought herself a hand cream and she's wrapped it.
A few gifts and she's wrapped them. I think that's what she's saying. I absolutely love that.
I think that is absolutely amazing.
I mean,
and if that is not
wonderful.
Self-care, I don't know what is. That's self-care, self-love, self-respect, joy. There's so many practices in that one thing. Well done, Rachel. So the only person that replied.
Yeah.
She's
pulling it out of the bag.
Thank God. Yeah. The reason they didn't reply is there was too much on the post.
Okay, thank you for that tip.
Right, before we go into the wellness news flash,
yeah.
Can we just talk about this?
La, la, la. Well, they can't see it because it's a podcast, but it seems to be a...
No, but we're going to cut this video.
Glass, shiny, beautiful...
Award.
Award.
And it says, Self-Care Podcast of the Year 2022, Self-Care Club.
That's us. It was on the desk when we arrived, and yeah. James had this little smile on his face, like, "Girls, there's a surprise for you." And lo and behold, there's this award. What an amazing way to finish the year!
It really is.
It really is.
It really is. You kept saying today the gods are in our favour today.
Yeah, because we got a parking spot. Well, we finished this huge piece of work that we had to do.
Yeah.
We got paid today.
We got another big piece of sponsorship
in
for next year.
Today is a good day.
And we've won an award.
And we've won an award.
And my husband's coming home from hospital.
Yay.
It's a good day.
And I finished my Christmas wrapping. I mean, it's a great...
I finished mine.
Yeah. We're winning today.
We're winning at life today. I even got time to put on a necklace.
I even got time to put on my sequined leggings.
We're very delighted to win this and to finish off 2022 with this beautiful, beautiful... Who's going to keep it? I think you should keep it. I mean, I'm very happy to keep it, but maybe we'll swap it for every 6 months.
You have got the beautiful cushion.
I've got the cushion.
With my face on it.
I've got the cushion.
That sits on your sofa. And I always think that everyone in your house is like sitting on me all evening. It's quite weird when I come to your house and there's a cushion with my face on it on your sofa. I find it a bit odd.
Why don't you take it? Why don't you take it for your party?
Oh, I am not taking it for my party. I did have the thought of putting it on the bed and seeing if Ollie noticed that he was getting into bed with a cushion with your face
with
on it.
Well, Adam said to me the other day, I was editing a show and I brought my laptop in and it was just playing. And I went to make myself a cup of coffee as I was listening to it. And he said, I literally feel like I live with Lauren.
I know. It's true. It's almost becoming a polyamorous household, isn't it?
I have not got time for that. I just can't.
But we could divide and conquer all of the chores. Imagine how much we'd get done.
But what do you mean divide and conquer all of the chores? You're not thinking about the sex part.
I don't want to go there. I can't go there.
It's too
close to Christmas.
That would be awful. That would be awful.
It might just be really efficient.
Oh, what? How would that even work?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it now.
It's disgusting.
I think I might take this award.
I think
award
you and I might
it...
fall out if you have sex with my husband.
It's not happening.
Good.
Okay. The cushion is where I draw the line.
It's what we do with this award, then.
I think I'm going to put it in my downstairs toilet. And then, you know, everyone can enjoy it for Christmas Eve when they're having a wee.
That's nice. I would, because I would put it in my living room.
That's where awards belong. It's a kind of...
And I would give it centre fucking stage. If it's going to sit in your toilet, I'm taking it.
Well, my brother-in-law has his BAFTA in the toilet and I think it's perfectly acceptable.
It's like, his BAFTA in the toilet?
Yeah. It's like the place.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
All right. Okay, well, you put it in your toilet. Let's see how it goes down.
Okay.
And then we can reassess.
Let's see how many people come out on Christmas Eve having done a wee and go, oh my God, you guys got an award.
Should we count?
Yeah.
Let's take a bet now.
I'm going to say 5.
I was going to say 2.
Okay.
How many people have you got coming to your party?
70. Too many is the answer.
70?
Yeah, please. I can't go there.
Where are they going to go?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm having to just let it go.
Okay. Should we get on the wellness news
flash?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Please.
Wellness News Flash.
It's about Kate Winslet. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan.
Ever left red hair dye on her pillows?
Ever read what?
Ever left red hair dye on her pillows?
Yes, that's who I was impersonating that night, was Kate Winslet. I can't believe I told that story.
It's Mark a great story. No, it's a great story. Don't edit it out. I love it.
Okay.
So Kate Winslet was told she'd only be able to get...
What if someone like tagged Adam Garcia in it? That's just that, you know, and said, oh, go listen to this. That would be mortifying.
It would. I think it would just give him the closure he's needed for many, many years. So definitely leave it in.
You think he'd be able to let go of the pillowcase after that?
Maybe. Or maybe wash it.
I reckon he's all right without it.
Don't know.
Right, come on, Kate Winslet, what's she up to?
She was told she'd only be able to get fat girl roles after her agent was asked, how's her weight?
What, recently? This can't be recent. Where did you find this piece of nonsense journalistic rubbish?
Oh, in this old rag called the Sunday Times.
What, recently?
No. Titanic.
No, I read about it 3 years ago, but I thought I'd bring it to
this.
No,
this is this week.
Oh, this week.
Titanic actor Kate Winslet reflected on the early days of her career when she was told to settle for fat girl parts as a young performer at acting school. With an Oscar and multiple Academy Awards, Emmys and BAFTAs under her belt, all of which are kept in her downstairs toilet, there's no doubt...
Did you just put that in?
Yeah. There's no doubt...
I'm so naive sometimes.
That Kate Winslet is one of the most celebrated and beloved actors of a generation. But in a new interview, the 47-year-old recalled a moment from earlier in her career when she was told to accept that she would be typecast because of her weight. It can be extremely negative, she told the Sunday Times, about being body shamed within the industry. People are subject to scrutiny that is more...
But Kate Winslet isn't even big.
Well, she wasn't tiny in Titanic. And Leonardo DiCaprio was minute.
She was not... She was not a big woman.
Not a big woman, but also not emaciated.
But she was probably a size 10.
Yeah, but not emaciated, which is the look they wanted then.
Well, that's terrifying.
Of course.
She was a slim woman.
Yeah. People are subject to scrutiny that is more than a young, vulnerable person can cope with.
Yes.
Winslet said she was told to settle for the fat girl parts when she was a young performer in acting school, and it didn't get better when she came to Hollywood. Even when she was booking big screen roles, her agent was often asked, how's her weight? But in the film industry, it's really changing. When I was younger, my agent would get calls saying, how's her weight? I'm not kidding. Winslet has long been outspoken against Hollywood pressures put on women to be a certain size and beauty standard on screen. Back in 2021, she shared the mental impact of the public scrutiny of her body that she faced after the release of Titanic in 1997, calling it horrible and so upsetting. In my 20s, people would talk about my weight a lot, she told The Guardian. I would be called to comment on my physical self. Then I got this label of being ballsy and outspoken. I wasn't. I was just defending myself.
It's The Guardian.
This is that bit she said in The Guardian. In her recent role in HBO's Mayor of Easttown, Winslet was adamant that her body wouldn't be altered after it was brought to her attention by director Craig Zobel that her bulgy bit of belly could be removed from a sex scene. Listen, she said.
She was playing a very ordinary woman in her late 40s, early 50s.
A grandmother.
A grandmother who lived in a very small town, had quite a small insular life. I mean, it would be really weird if she had this banging body. It wouldn't have fit the character.
She said... Listen, I hope that in playing Mare as a middle-aged woman, I guess that's why people have connected with the character in a way they have done, because they are clearly no filters, she told the New York Times. She is a fully functioning, flawed woman with a body and a face that moves in a way that is synonymous with her age and her life and where she comes from.
Totally.
But
the fact that this still needs saying.
But having said that,
drives me mad.
Just from a pure vanity sense, if you are... taking your clothes off in a film and you are middle-aged and you're not looking like J-Lo, I think that takes an awful lot of inner strength and confidence to go, actually, do you know what? Don't just filter that out or swap the bit of bulgy tummy, because I don't think anyone particularly wants that to be seen. I think it's amazing that she was like, yeah, let it go, it's fine. I love that.
I think a step before that, that it's problematic that they're still asking, do you want us to take that out? Because that is seen as wrong, or it's seen as, you know, society don't accept that mm. you're supposed to look like a normal woman. Mm. Because that she did look like a normal woman. How we all look yeah. when we're going to hit our 50s.
Yeah.
And it's terrible that we still don't see enough of it on our screens, on social media, you know,
yeah.
anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere where we consume all of this media. It's still, we still don't see enough normality.
It would just make everybody else feel so much more comfortable, you know, rather than going, oh my God, look at Kate Winslet.
Yeah, feeling
she's
shit about
47
themselves.
And look at her body when it's not even her body. It's a CGI altered body. You know?
But then saying that, the flip side of it is, do you remember that? And I can't remember the magazine front cover that Nicole Kidman was on, and she was wearing a tiny little skirt and she was in sort of this leather clad bralette and she was just showing off all her muscles. It was a couple of months ago.
I didn't see it. Maybe was it Vanity Fair? It sounds like a Vanity Fair.
It wasn't
cover.
Vanity Fair, but it was
one of those.
It was very artistic mm. and she looked sensational.
Yeah.
Sensational. The woman in her 50s who is totally ripped, obviously takes a lot of pride in her body, and she got absolutely slammed for it.
Why?
Because she's a woman.
What did they say?
There were people that were saying that hormonally a 50-year-old woman shouldn't look like that. It's not good for her.
What do you mean it shouldn't? She does.
It's not good for her health. What are they saying? What is she representing? This is not okay. So on one hand, a woman with an absolutely what society deems as a perfect looking body, let's just put that out there in very much inverted commas, mm. she's being slammed for looking perfect mm. and then you're slammed for not looking perfect. Mm. Basically,
you can't win.
You, as a woman, you can't. And my husband gets so annoyed when I say these things because he doesn't really buy into that. He says it happens to men too, but it doesn't.
It doesn't happen
to men. It doesn't happen to men. Women are slammed for however they look, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, and whether it's somewhere in between. We are slammed whatever the fuck we do. So as long as you feel comfortable in your skin and you are comfortable in the body that you live in, good for you.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah, just it really winds me up because you can't win. That was a nice light-hearted wellness news flash to finish us on.
Well, I don't want to finish on frippery. Just because it's Christmas, not everything has to be baubles and tinsel.
I haven't got any tinsel in my house this year.
Oh, I hate tinsel. Let's go on to our recommendations, not of the week, but of the year.
Recommendation of the week.
Okay, what you got?
I would like to share my two favourite books that I read this year. And if you have not read them, then I would ask Santa to pop them in that stocking for you. The first one is The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by the same author that wrote Daisy and the Six, which in my own personal opinion wasn't as good as The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
I loved Daisy and the
you see,
Six.
See, I didn't love it as much as this.
Oh, so I'm going to love this.
Oh my God, you'd love it 100 times more. It's a better book.
I could not put Daisy and the Six down.
I read this book in one day on a sunbed in Mexico until it was so dark I couldn't read the pages anymore.
That's what I did with Daisy and the Six.
I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Great book. The other one is Sorrow and Bliss.
Oh, I've actually read that. I don't read a lot
by Meg Mason. What a book. Oh, what a book.
Absolute. That's the one about, it's about mental health.
Yes.
And it's her life through her mental health journey. It was exceptional.
Funny, warm, moving, brilliantly written. Those are my two books of the year.
I love it.
Okay.
Your show?
My show. I mean, I've watched so much TV this year, but I have to say,
it's impossible, isn't it?
It's impossible, but definitely The White Lotus has had me hooked. Season two, I've really enjoyed that.
I thought season two was much better than season one.
It was a phenomenal show, and I'm a bit devastated that it's ended.
I know, me too.
Really enjoyed it.
I loved
it
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, my podcast of the year, again, I listen to so many podcasts, but I think the ones that I enjoyed the most that I just ate up and couldn't get enough of, couldn't wait to get out of the house and walk, was The Dropout.
Yeah.
I just loved it. The story of Theranos with Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh,
it's a true story. There is also a show about it, a TV dramatization on Disney Plus. It's absolutely brilliant. I would suggest you go to the podcast first because it gives much more insight. You get interviews from the people themselves that have gone through the whole journey. And I just found it much more informative. But actually, then when you go and see it, it is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So that's The Dropout. And the other one I loved was Harsh Reality.
Oh, that was brilliant. About Miriam Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was about a reality dating show. Oh, it was called...
Harsh Reality. Oh, what was the dating show? There's Something About Miriam.
That's right. And the Something About Miriam was that Miriam was a man.
But it was before Big Brother. It was before reality TV was a thing. So it was like the first of its kind. And they got like 10 guys onto the island of Ibiza, I think it was, wasn't it? And they were all fighting. It was a bit like The Bachelor. They were all fighting for this woman's attention and they would get voted off week by week by week.
And they went on dates, but they were not told that Miriam was actually
a transsexual. And that was way before the time where we were talking about transgender and it was much more of a comfortable conversation. So
it's a moment in history. It's extraordinary.
It's an extraordinary story.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So I loved that.
I loved Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby was fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant.
Have you been listening to his new one? Because I stopped listening to it.
I did listen to it. It's a hard listen.
Yeah.
A really hard listen. I'm halfway through. I haven't finished. I did enjoy it, but I enjoyed Sweet Bobby.
Sweet
more.
Bobby was fantastic. Yeah. We met him, didn't we? He came on the show and then we met him at the podcast awards. Yeah. He was a total delight.
Alexis Mostras. Brilliant. Yeah, he was brilliant guy.
And the show, again.
Yeah.
I have watched so much TV.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pick.
Yes.
I loved the program We Crashed.
Yeah, I never finished that. I got bored.
Did you?
Yeah.
I loved it. It was also on Disney Plus.
No, Netflix.
Netflix.
It's not or Apple.
Apple.
Yeah.
You didn't love that?
I didn't love it.
It was about the story of the founders of WeWork and it was just, I found it totally fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about like food, drink, like beauty? Have you got any of those?
Do you know what I'm still loving? I'm not wearing it today and I really should be because it would match with the sequined trousers. The e.l.f. glitter eyeshadows.
I don't think you need any more glitter.
I know, but I love it. Come on. It is. If you can't wear it now, when are you going to wear it? They are so cheap. They are such good quality. I really, really like them.
Love that.
Yeah.
I am still loving my Kylie Jenner lipsticks.
Oh, yeah,
I bought
you
a
really
few.
Like those.
I really, really, really like them. Mm.
Okay.
I don't normally sort of change my makeup up that much. I sort of stick to what I've got. And I'm loving my new foundation.
Yeah.
Il Makiage. I'm very happy with it.
Okay.
Still going.
Good.
I also, the beauty of this foundation is you don't need any powder.
Oh, good. Because it's matte.
Yeah. Well, there's all different finishes.
I never wear powder.
I always wear powder because I've got quite oily skin. So.
That keeps you young, you know.
Does
prevents
it?
You getting wrinkles.
God,
yeah.
It's not.
It's much better
it's
to have oily
me.
Skin.
I find Botox much better. Anyway, so that's our recommendation of the week. Right, now to finish off.
Yes.
We won't be here next
week. We're not going to be here.
So please don't wonder where we are.
No.
We haven't left you.
No.
We are just having a week off for Christmas.
One whole week
off. Well, we're actually not having a week off for Christmas.
And we're seeing each other anyway, so.
We are seeing each other anyway.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
Obviously.
But we are returning on the 2nd of January.
Yes.
So we will be back in your ears the first minute the new year is finished. And we're bringing you... We have got a fantastic month of shows coming up. The first episode is going to be about setting intentions.
Because we're not about the New Year's resolution. We think they're shit.
Yeah, they are shit. And they're just a way to make you feel shit about yourself.
So we're starting the year strong with setting intentions, and that is 2nd of January.
Yeah, and then what else have we got coming in January? We've got a week of saying yes.
Yeah.
We are talking about being sober curious.
We may get sober curious.
We are getting sober curious.
No.
So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about non-alcoholic beverages. They're very January shows, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we have got your self-care needs in hand for January because it's a show. It's just a shite. Everyone's poor. Everyone feels a bit fat.
It's
everyone
cold.
Everyone just feels a bit
it's
depressed.
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't worry. We will cheer you up. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And a very, very happy new year.
Thank you for all of your loyalty this year. Thank you for being an avid listener. Thank you for being part of our club. And thank you for just always being here to support us. We appreciate every single one of you.
We do. We will see you in 2023.
Bye.